Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. CBC News has confirmed that four Ontario school boards are suing Snapchat, TikTok, and Meta. They allege the social media companies have designed their apps for compulsive use, and they are deliberately harming students. Duncan Emery is a partner at the law firm that's been retained by the school boards.
The best case scenario I can give it to you in one word, change. Change to the nature of the algorithmic designs underlying these products, change to the age restrictions, change to the parental controls, but also change in terms of the resources and abilities our schools have to educate our children in a new world.
The public boards in Toronto, Peel, and Ottawa have all launched separate lawsuits along with the Toronto Catholic Board. Combined, they are suing for a total of $4.5 billion. Embry says this is the first lawsuit of its kind in Canadian history. Now to Baltimore, where the search continues for the construction workers missing in the wake of this week's bridge collapse. Two bodies were recovered yesterday, which means four bodies are unaccounted for. As for the cargo ship that collided with the bridge, investigators are still trying to establish exactly what led to the collision. Chris Reyes has the latest.
Investigators and engineers are back on the dally today, and they're doing two things. One, interviewing the crew members who are still on board, as well as the pilots that were in charge of guiding that vessel out of the harbor, and two, gathering more material and evidence. They've requested the ship's maintenance and inspection records. They're still looking for any other camera footage from inside the ship that may have captured the moments leading up to the crash. They've also inspected the cargo on board. They've identified that 56 containers have hazardous materials in them. We found out yesterday that they have the black box and they've been able to piece a basic timeline of the event. Investigators are expected to be on site for the next week or so. A preliminary report will be released in 2 to 4 weeks. Chris Reyes, CBC News, Dundalk, Maryland.
Ireland has announced plans to weigh in on a controversial court case against Israel. It's South Africa's claim before the International Court of Justice that Israel's military campaign in Gaza constitutes an act of genocide. And it's the word genocide that has Ireland looking to intervene. It wants to widen the definition to include the restriction of aid. The Irish Foreign Ministry is calling Israel's ongoing campaign in Gaza collective punishment on Palestinians for the crimes of Hamas. Russia is reportedly using a new weapon in its war on Ukraine. That's ahead of Kharkiv's regional police describing a flying bomb that was used on the city earlier this week. It appears to be a cross between a cruise missile and a drone, and crucially, it's cheap to produce. In this week's strike, one person was killed and at least 19 were injured. Across the country, the provinces are in the process of rolling out their spring COVID vaccination campaigns. And the latest health guidance is suggesting what we've heard before, that high-risk groups need to be at the front of the line along with seniors. Lauren Pelley has more.
Age is one of the greatest risk factors associated with severe outcomes for COVID-19.
McMaster University immunologist Matthew Miller says that's why guidelines about COVID vaccination often focus on older adults. Multiple provinces now recommend high-risk groups get another dose this spring. In some provinces, adults age 65 and up are already among those eligible, while Ontario's spring vaccination program will start in April, and BC says it'll be announcing guidelines soon. A new modeling study from California's Stanford University also found for older adults age 75 and up, having COVID shots twice a year instead of just once may further reduce the number of serious infections. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nathan Lowe was on the research team.
In the older age groups, for someone who hasn't been vaccinated in over a year, I would recommend getting another vaccine dose.
That's because protection against infection can wane over time. Lauren Pelley, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings.